I'm calling.
Yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
Out
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
All my.
Yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
You're my ladies, and I can't.
Maybe I'm selfish.
Let you,
I want you to myself, I can't help it. Hey guys, I am back. It's your boy AJ the Agitated One, and this is the Agitators Asylum. This is season 3, episode number 4. I took like a 2-month break, 2.5 almost, I guess, and I'm back to do this podcast again. I'm sorry, guys, I've been gone so long. Man, I'm a little under the weather. It's Juneteenth weekend, and Nick is coughing, Trey is coughing, Reagan seems to be okay other than a runny nose. Wife is at work. Man, I was hoping we were going to get a chance to go out to Nightdale and take part of the festivities, but it looked like we need to stay in the house not to get anyone infected. Man, my favorite food truck was out yesterday. My favorite food truck is out there today. I'm like, man, but we got food in the house. We're going to stay here and, you know, clean up a little bit. Hopefully help us feel better. So last couple months been pretty cool, man. It's been pretty cool. Man, I tried to do this podcast so many times again. So many things have happened since then. But if you follow me online, you've seen the pictures. Some stuff I haven't posted yet. Some stuff I don't know if I ever will post. But, man, I'm hoping you guys are doing okay. The reason I'm playing that song is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, Slum Village song, with the Kanye West production. Let's take it back, actually. Growing up, I knew I was selfish. I talked to my cousins about how I was. You know, my older brother is about 10 years older. So, you know, he was out of the house when I was, like, really growing up. You know, he was in and out, you know, doing stuff, you know, doing teenage and grown-up stuff, whatever. And I didn't really have nobody in the house to share things with. I didn't have to fight anybody over food. I didn't have to, you know, fight anybody for cover in the bed. You know, unless one of my cousins or a couple of my cousins came over to spend the night, which it was fun. But even when they would come over, I would have selfish moments about how they were playing with my toys, which I wasn't always wrong. Sometimes they'll be a little rough. But, you know, I didn't want to play certain games. But I know that, like, these are the games that I play. They don't get to play these games. You know, they got different games or whatever. So they want to come over. Like, my best friend, you know, he would come over and want to play games. I'm like, let him play whatever he want to play. But I'm selfish because I'm like, man, I'm going to do something else. I'm going to go to your house. I'm going to do this, do that. So I was, like, selfish. I'm still selfish over food. You probably heard me say that before. I tell you, I'll ask you. I'm coming to your house. I say, hey, man, anybody need anything? Like, I'm about to stop at such and such, get some grub. You know, anybody know? Like, nah. Like, when I get there, don't ask me for nothing to eat because I asked you. This is a meal for one person. You know what I'm saying? My wife, I'd be like, man, get away from me. You don't need my fries. I don't need fries either, but. So I wasn't. As I get older, I got better. You know, I still have certain selfish ways, certain things about me I'm not going to be able to change. But for the most part, I'm not that way. I feel bad when I do recognize that when I'm hanging with my friends, I'm having conversations, if I get a little agitated with certain things, it's probably that selfishness coming out of me that I got to check, you know, before somebody else check it. Because, you know, you don't want nobody else trying to check me, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me catch it before somebody had to do that. But if they did, they may be being honest, you know what I'm saying? A couple of my friends have checked me on some stuff, my cousins. And I appreciate honesty, man, because if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. So last night, I was dead wrong. Last night, man, my wife asked me to do something. And when I got home, I was not feeling great. I struggled through work. I wanted to go home, but I said, no, I'm going to tough it out. You know, the cold had really jumped on me. And, well, not horribly, but enough where, I mean, enough where I could stay at work. You know what I'm saying? Like, not too bad, but, you know, my supervisor asked me that I want to go home, but one of my boys went home because he wasn't feeling good either. And I was like, he needed to go home, though, because he was feeling worse than me. He had something else going on, though. So I toughed it out, you know, stayed out of people's face or whatever and cleaned down my console, wiped everything down before the next shift came in. And I warned them, hey, you know, I'm not feeling the best. You know, just be careful. I sprayed. I don't wipe down, whatever. So I get home, I'm not feeling the greatest. I come home, I take some pain medication because I've been working out the last 2 days, and it always happens when I get like the greatest workouts in. either I get hurt, like either I hurt my back, my lower back, or I get sick. And I'm like, man, but I'm being honest with you. My chest kind of tight right now for whatever going on, but I'm totally honest with you. I'm going outside. I'm probably going to go outside today, because if we can't go outside and enjoy the Juneteenth events, I'm probably going outside to work out. You know what I'm saying? I might let the kids come outside, at least get some fresh air, but I'm going outside. I'm going to work out. I'm going to try to sweat this out. I'm not going to let this mess me up, because I got a trip coming up. I got festivities I'm hearing about that, you know, like pool parties that I might be attending if I get a chance. Like, I'm trying to feel comfortable taking my shirt off again. You know what I'm saying? So, if you seen my pictures from our St. Lucia trip, you can tell I picked up some weight. And I done picked up even more weight since then. Now, I think my body might be a little bit tighter because I've been working out recently. I just took off 2 weeks by accident. So, the last, Wednesday and Thursday I worked out. If my boss had let me off yesterday, I'm going to be honest with you, I would have went outside and worked out. I'm going to be honest. I would have got home. If I got off early, I would have been like, I told my wife, I was like, I'll come home and I'm going to try to sweat this out. I'm trying to keep this momentum going, you know. But I know I got to be careful. But anyway, I wasn't feeling great when I got home. I changed clothes, laid on the couch. Like I said, I took some pain meds. And I sat down and I fell asleep for a little bit. You know, I'm in there complaining because I'm a complainer. But I was joking, like I was messing around with my wife, telling her I need this and that. I need her to take care of me. I need her to take off tomorrow so she can take care of me, whatever. Especially with the kids kind of feeling under the weather too. But they straight for the most part. You might be able to hear them in the background. But she asked me to do something very, very simple. Very simple. And I looked at her and I think I told her, nah, I ain't doing that. You know, because I told her, like, I don't like to be... You know, something that you should be doing, I don't like to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you trying to communicate with somebody, I ain't trying to do that if you can do it yourself, you know. But it was something real simple. Something real simple. I was being, like, completely selfish. And I picked up my phone, so she thought that I did it. And I was about to do it, and I was like, nah. Because it was a situation where I wasn't feeling good, so I didn't make the best judgment. I should have just did what she told me to do and just left it alone, because I would have, you know, much as she do for me, it was very simple. But but in my mind, I was like, I don't feel good, so I'm kind of, you know, she asked me to do something, kind of, I didn't get aggravated with her. I kind of got a little agitated or aggravated with why, you know, the reason I was doing it. And I was like, man, like, yo, I ain't got time to be, you know, being an adult for other people, man. Like, I ain't doing that. So, and later that night, we done sit there and watch a couple of shows. I done ate. I'm starting to feel better a little bit. We watched Power. So, when we were going upstairs, I'm talking about having a good night. I'm going to sleep in the guest room because I don't want to get her sick. So, right before we go upstairs, she looks at me. She said, hey, did you do what I asked you to do? I said, nah. And she was like, what? And I was like, nah, I ain't do it. She was like, yo, why didn't you just say you weren't going to do it? And I said, I thought that was the first thing I said. I started making excuses. I can't remember. I believe that's what I said. I kind of believe I told her that I wasn't going to do it. But she was like, but the only thing you had to do is, she said, I don't remember you saying that. And she said, the only thing you had to do is say, I'm not going to do it. And then I would have took care of it. And I was like, man, I was like, yo, I ain't about to be like babying people, yo. I'm not doing that, yo. And she was like, yo, it's not even the point. I asked you to do something. You should have just did it. Or should have just said, baby, you know, you do it. And she got a little, I don't know. I don't think she's upset about it. She's just like, yo, it ain't, you know, you missing the point. I asked you to do something. You could have just did it, or you could have just came out your mouth and said, hey, when you get a chance, you do it. And I ain't do all that. I wasn't feeling good. And like I said, I'm making excuses, be honest with you. I should have just did it. But I be like that sometimes, because it's certain things that I have in me that I think about, certain situations that I'm like, man, I'm not. You know, and it's that selfish side coming out. And sometimes it's other things going on that I probably need to go to therapy about and talk to get it out. Because I talk to my friends about it and I feel bad, but some of them be going through some of the same situations. Like, bro, I ain't got time. You know, one of my cousins, man, he told me something that I couldn't believe. He was like, man, I don't even deal with this person right now. I was like, what? He was like, nah, man. It's like, I speak to him when I see him. He was like, I don't deal with him, man, because I'm getting tired of, you know, having to, he said, I shouldn't have to do this for somebody that's supposed to be grown. He said, this don't make sense. It wasn't that deep on my side. It really wasn't. I was just being silly, selfish. Because I can't even say, even if I was feeling good at the time, I probably still wouldn't have did it. So I felt bad. I was like, damn, we already got to sleep in separate rooms because I'm sick. Now I feel like, you know, I deserve to sleep in another room, even if I wasn't sick, because I done, you know, she, like I said, she didn't get upset. She just got a little, she was disappointed probably. Like, man, why did, can't you just, excuse me, do what I asked you to do? So that's my spiel, man. I've had some moments like that. It's certain situations now I tell her I'm not doing. It is definitely a lot of situations where I tell her, don't put me in the middle of that. That's yours. You know, you deal with it. You know, because if it was me, I would deal with that on my own. I wouldn't ask you to do that. But it's been so many things that we're supposed to be partners. We're supposed to be a team. I had the capability of doing what she asked me to do, and I did not. And for that, I apologize. I apologized to her last night, but it wasn't as genuine because it's like, now she's mad. Now, if she had got mad at me, she had just kind of laughed it off and been like, whatever. Like, boy, darn. You know, if she had, like, shown a different emotion that she wasn't mad, I wouldn't, you know, I probably wouldn't care. It's like getting in trouble, or it's like being sorry that you got caught doing something. That's that feeling. You know, if you do something, you get away with it, you might feel bad. But then again, you might lie. You know, but if you get caught, then all of a sudden you're sorry and, man, I ain't mean to do it, or, man, I made a bad decision, you know what I'm saying, whatever. You know, if she hadn't got mad, I probably wouldn't be doing this podcast. Probably not. But it did. But like I said, living life gives me these ideas and these thoughts. I hope you guys can get something from what I'm talking about. And I hope you guys really, really enjoy your Juneteenth. I'm about to drop this episode, like, as soon as I can get it loaded up and edited a little bit. I'm going to drop it today. Today is, if I'm not mistaken, it's June 15th, man. So it's like right before lunch. So I really hope that I come back sooner, because I had some ideas all the last couple of months that I just couldn't articulate the way I wanted to. But this one, yeah, I was super passionate about, man, because I know myself. I have selfish ways. I have hateful ways. And some people notice it, man, but it's not always justified, but sometimes it is, because people be doing weird stuff. And I be like, man, keep them away from me. If I ain't got to communicate with this person, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do stuff with people, and I hate it because you, like, you should just do stuff with people because it's the right thing to do. And I do. For the most part, I do. But sometimes when I really don't, and in this situation, won't like that. But sometimes I really don't want to deal with something. I take it, you know, I kind of, sometimes I just wanted to stay away from, sometimes I just keep it away from me. You know what I'm saying? That situation won't that deep. It really won't. This situation. But sometimes I'm like, just keep that person away from me. Keep that situation away from me. I don't want to do it, because I'm going to react the wrong way. And I don't want to do that. I already have my issues that I need to work on. Don't bring issues that's going to make me the bad guy, because I'm going to react in a very, very negative way, because I don't like that, or I don't deal with that person, or I don't want to deal with that person no more than I have to. And, you know, and like I said, them people might feel the same way about me, or they should. Cool, whatever. That make both of us, hey, we just don't deal with each other. We don't say nothing to each other, whatever. But, again, this situation was not like that at all. What she told me to do was kind of like that, but not like everything involved. So anyway, this episode is called Selfish. This is AJ the Agitated One, and I am closing this out. This is episode 4, season 3, and I'll see y'all episode 5, man. Or y'all hear me episode 5.
Baby, I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it. Get home, one, yeah.